finally, I'd like to welcome the Reverend Jesse Louis Jackson, who was born in October 1941, is an African-American civil rights activist and Baptist minister. He was the first black candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1984 and 1988, and served as shadowed senator for the District of Columbia from 1991 to 1997. Reverend Jackson was a key aide to the Reverend Martin Luther King and played a leading role in the civil rights movement and continues to campaign against injustice. He is the founder of the anti-poverty campaign group Rainbow Push. He has recently celebrated his 70th birthday. Happy birthday.
Let me express my thanks and joy to be a part of the occupied family today. Marched across America, Occupy, Wall Street Occupy, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Cincinnati, Detroit, around the nation. We watched South Africa apartheid come down. We watched Occupy fight. Just last week, marching for economic justice, stopping at the banks and commodities exchange. Occupy is a global spirit that is now sweeping the nation and the world, fighting for justice for all of God's children.
Yes.
I've been blessed to come to Britain, to London, a number of times across the years. Here we march together with Archbishop Huddleston and Oliver Tambo to Trafalgar Square to save free South Africa, to end that heinous system. We marched together in Hyde Park to say don't go into Iraq. We lost lives and money and lost our moral standing in the world. Today we come in that same struggle to make the world more secure.
Yes.
As we seek to define Occupy in a certain way, Occupy is a spirit whose time has come. New York, San Francisco, and the world, here today in London, Occupy is addressing the gaps of inequality, unfairness, and corruption. Occupiers are the canaries in the mine, warning us of the dangers. Too few have too much. Too many have too little, too much poverty, too much wanting in lands of plenty, and too many costly wars. Occupier. Jesus was an occupier. Born under a death warrant, a Jew by religion in the lineage of the prophets, born in poverty, born under Roman occupation. Upon the threat of his life, Mary and Joseph took him to Egypt as an immigrant, as a refugee.
Yes.
He represented a hope for the oppressed. He served the poor.
Yes.
He challenged the prevailing ethos of power in Rome. Gandhi was an occupier. He marched the sea protesting colonialism. Martin King was an occupier. Mandela an occupier. They all exalt as martyrs now, but reject as occupiers, as protesters, as radicals, called terrorists by government. The occupiers' cause is a just cause, a moral cause. They should not be dismissed, but heard. Listen to their message. Tuition costs are soaring, and some people occupy. Student loan debt in America greater than credit card debt, and so students occupy. Too many people homeless, too many families facing home foreclosure, too many people jobless, too many killed while in the custody of the police, and so people occupy. Banks got bailed out, people got left out. Protests are criminalized, but not a single bank has gone to jail for their crimes of corruption and greed that drove the global economy on the brink of collapse.
Yes.
The church must be merciful.
Yes.
Jesus occupied the temple and chased out the robbers and the thieves and reclaimed the holiness of the church.
Yes.
The message of Christmas is the poor person's holiday, not Santa Claus's shopping day.
Yes.
In the lineage of holiness. It's our moral mission to wipe out malnutrition, not the malnourished. To wipe out poverty, not the impoverished. Father, we occupy health care for all. Drinkable water for all.
Yes.
Invest in research to stop AIDS now. Jobs and income for all.
Yes.
Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Set the captive free. They'll make a merry Christ mass, a merry one for all of us. Father, we occupy. Because there have been 338 deaths of persons in police custody in this country since 1998.
Yes.
And not one conviction. Six in 2011 alone. Because there are 44,000 homeless in England. Five that we occupy. On the streets, black people are subjected to an excess of 145,000 stop and searches in 2008.
Yes.
Black people constitute less than 3% of the population, yet made up 15% of people stopped by police. And so we occupy. Police have the power to stop and search. Section 6 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act is used 26 times more often against black people and 6 times more frequently against Asian people than against white people. We want justice and fairness. And so we occupy. Black people are stopped and searched by the police in public places 7 times more frequently than you would expect from the number of the population.
Yes.
And so we occupy. Today we march to make the world better, to make the world more secure.
Yes.
Too much poverty. Too much violence. We must go another way. Today we lift up our spirits. Occupy is a spirit that goes in search of inequality gaps. And where there are people who cannot get health care, we occupy.
Yes.
The people of homes violated by bank foreclosure schemes, we occupy.
Yes.
Children want to get a good education and can't afford one, we occupy.
Yes.
To end the unnecessary wars, we occupy.
Yes.
So there we stand together, multiracial coalition, red, yellow, brown, black, and white.
Green.
We are all precious in God's sight. Everybody is somebody. When we march nonviolently, nonviolence matters.
Yes.
Violence only spreads the disease. Enough violence. Stop the violence and choose another way.
Yes.
Rather we have nonviolent resistance than we have nonviolent acquiescence. And so we march. There's something powerful about this demonstration here at St. Paul.
Yes.
You represent Jesus standing outside the temple.
Yes.
Across the temple, he said, here's a woman, the widow with the mite. She's giving her all. The people in the high places are not paying their fair share. We stand today to fight for a one big tent world. We see each other through a door and not through a keyhole. Everybody matters. Say everybody matters.
Everybody
matters. We want education for our children. We want a place for people to sleep at night. Wipe out malnutrition. Go wipe out the malnourishers. We stand together for a fair distribution of resources. This land is our land. This world is our world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There is enough air for all of us to breathe. Let it be clean air. Enough water for all of us to drink. Let it be drinkable water. Enough science to wipe out AIDS, to wipe out cancer. Use our science to wipe out diseases, not build killer weapons. Use our power to rebuild destroyed homes. Use this power to make us better and never bitter. Let nothing break your spirit. We have never lost a battle that we fought and never won a battle unless we fought. We fought to end slavery. We prevailed. We fought for women to have the right to vote. We prevailed. We fought the workers, they have the right to organize. We prevail. We fought for children to have access to public education. We prevail. We fought against Nazism. We prevail. We fought against fascism. We prevail. We marched to free Mandela. We prevail. When we fight back, we win. Let nobody break your spirit. It's cold in the winter. It's warm in the summer. Let me march on. We keep our hope alive. Surely, this is the mass of Christ. This is a holiday for the poor. The day when the world says no to starvation. The world says no to poverty. The world says no to ignorance. The world says no to illiteracy and disease. So stand tall. Fight back. Stand up. Stand up. It's your morals, non-violence, discipline, focus, keep hope alive, keep hope alive, keep hope alive. Love you.